Okay, firstly, with regard to what I said on Shabbos about the flowers, I checked it. There is a tshuva of Rav Avadia that says exactly what I said, so I stand by it. I was right. In the process of giving Olam Yomi, I did manage to confuse myself, but having reviewed the sugya, I am convinced that I was right. And like I said, Rav Avadia says as well, because I am Rav Avadia and Sanecha Lav, right? If you have a non-from person, as does happen, bring flowers to your house, provided the flowers are open. Just put them in a vase, do not embarrass them.
What do you mean open?
They're fully opened up. They're not closed.
In a vase with water.
Yeah. Just put them in, do not embarrass them. Okay, fine. Mara. If you remember the last thing we were discussing the din of lulav kol shiva, or right, if you do lulav every single day of Sukkos, or if you're going to do it 6 days, right? And I rather if you only do it 7 days Sukkos, 6 days lulav, it depends on if the first day falls on Shabbos. If it does, then you do it 7 days, otherwise you do it 6 days, right? A rather if Hashanah Rabbah falls on Shabbos, you do it 7 days, otherwise you do it 6 days, right? That's in the Mikdash, and that's when... Let's keep it simple for the minute. Both of them are a mitzvah d'oraisa. All of Sukkot. Okay? Yeah? Okay. And we talked a little bit about Simchas Yom Tov as well. Fine. And then we talked about the procedure about how exactly they would bring a lulav to the Mikdash on Shabbos, or presumably a ravas to the Mikdash on Shabbos, if that was relevant. Okay. Gemara. Amai! Why? What's going on? Why wouldn't you bring a dirt waiver and do? Why wouldn't you bench lulav on Shabbos if it's a mitzvah d'oraisa? Tiltul be'almahu ve'lidchi Shabbos. So we're talking about something. Tachlis tiltul be'alma. What does that mean? It means, I mean, what you're doing? What are you doing? You're moving around wood, which is on Shabbos.
Muksa.
Very good. Muksa. A lulav on Shabbos is bepashtus muksa. So, like, fine. Maximum muksa, you're not going to knock it fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa? This is strange. Right? Amar Rabba. Rabba said, no, that's not the reason. Zera shema yitlenu biyadai v'yelech etzel baki v'lumayt. What's the reason why? We're afraid you're going to take your lulav and you're going to take it with you to some big Talmud Chacham to learn about lulav or to be machshir or whatever. Tokedei, right? Or to learn how to wave around, to learn the bracha, whatever the case may be, right? To learn what to do with it, to learn something about lulav. And tokedei, you're going to carry that lulav arba amos b'rishas sarabim. And if I ask you, in your Yerushalayim, is there rishas sarabim?
No.
Why?
A wall.
There you go. There's a wall around and they close the gates at night. And that's what the Gemara in Erevin says. But still, there are places, presumably there are Shasarabim, and therefore this day was made. What?
Oh no, on the first day, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're in Arba Amos, Rish Shasarabim, you'll move it. Arba Amos in Shasarabim, that's an Issa Daraisa. Vehainu taima de shofar, vehainu taima de megillah. This is true as well for why we don't blow shofar on Shabbos, and also why we don't ever read Megillah on Shabbos. Meaning, when is the shaila about reading Megillah on Shabbos relevant?
Shushan Purim.
Very good. Shushan Purim can fall on Shabbos. Right? If that happens, you end up, I mean, regular Purim theoretically can fall on Shabbos. It doesn't, the way our calendar is organized. Right? Shushan Purim can fall on Shabbos. If it does, what we end up with is a Purim Mishulash. Certain dinner of Purim fall on Friday. Right? Which ones? Which dinner of Purim fall on Friday?
Megillah,
Shalchanos. Very good. Megillah, maybe Shalchanos, right? Machlokes Amoraim. Seuda falls on... Right? And Sunday we have... Very good. Okay, fine. Parenthetically, the Gemara Rashi says the Gemara could have said two others, could have said something different here. Instead of saying you're going to move it for Amos and Shasarabim, which is in Achinami, well, Nisra Halachamish Misinai, but the same level as a Suri Daraisa on Shabbos, right? Could have said you're just going to take it outside on Shabbos. Meaning, moving it from inside the house to outside the house is in Nisra Daraisa, not even Halachamish Misinai, Mamish in the Pasuk. Where in the Pasuk? The Shaila, right? Well, Al Yetzei Ish Mi Moshe Seichem B'Yom HaShabbos, right, or maybe from Man, whatever. where exactly it's the Makar is not clear, but it is Nisa Doraisa. Right, everybody agrees that it is a Nisa Doraisa. So why didn't it say that? Rashi has two reasons. Maybe, says Rashi, most of the time, when you take something out of your house, so what do? Take it out. No, these days, right? You walk out of your house, right, and then you walk through a little bit through your garden, which is not a Rosh Hashanah in Minotaur because there's not a full fence around it with a gate that closes, but, like, fine. Not a Rosh Hashanah, I'm sure. Right? And then you walk on the footpath, which is also not a Rosh Hashanah in Minotaur, but it's not wide enough. And you get to the street, that's Rosh Hashanah Doraisa, maybe, Nagid, right? You pass through a lot of caramelists. Since you passed through a lot of caramelists, so you've removed the Yisra Doraisa of Hotzah. Right? That was the first reason. Right? The second reason, right? What's the situation that we're discussing? Normally, what's going to happen, right? The Mishnah already said that the Kana, even before they stopped people from ever doing the love on Shabbos, they would tell people to do it in their houses, right? To prevent certain issues of safety. Right, so therefore, what would you do? Right, you're picking up the lulav, right, and you're about to bench, and you're like, I don't remember the bracha, and there's no book around to ask, so I'm going to take it to a Talmud Chacham to ask him. You didn't pick it up to take it out. Part of the getter of the Yisra Doraisa is to pick it up with the intention of taking it outside. Okay, those are Rashi's two answers. If all that is true that we said about lulav on Yosef, lulav when it's a misdereisa, meaning all the rest of Chag in the Mikdash, right? And Shofar and Megillah, Yom Tov Rishon Nami, right? That should apply on the first day. Why are we telling you to bench lulav on the first day of Sukkot? Rishon hatakinu le'rabbanan beveisai. No problem. Chazal said do it in your house. If you do it in your house, there's no worries. Right? Hatina chachar takana. Koidem takana ma'ikel emeras. This is the Gemara. Wait, that makes sense after that takana was established. After they said in Yerushalayim, we're going to do it in the house. Before then, what's going on? Right? The same issues apply. Ela, rishon de'isei minatora b'gvulim le'gazru b'hurabanan hanach de'leisno minatora b'gvulim gazru b'hurabanan. Says the Gemara. Rather, rishon, yom tov rishon, right? Which is also a mitzvah d'oraisa outside of the Mikdash, and outside of Yerushalayim for sure, right? Chazal didn't make gezeirah, even in the Mikdash, right? The rest of Sukkot, which is d'oraisa only in the Mikdash, not in the rest of Israel, the rest of the world, there they would decide to be gezeirah even in Yerushalayim where it's still, or in the Mikdash where it's still d'oraisa.
Okay?
Not to bench lulav on Shabbos. Right? Because it's derabanan outside of Yerushalayim, even in Yerushalayim they'll go to not to do it on Shabbos. When it's deraisa outside Yerushalayim, they weren't go to in Yerushalayim or anywhere else not to do it on Shabbos. Okay? That's the implication of the Gemara at this stage. Right? Note, right, what's the Gemara, the Pashtus, right? It sounds like the point is that we're focused on the fact that you're going to be benching lulav in the gvulin, right? So at this stage, it's like they're assuming the ikar of mitzvah lulav is in the gvulin, no? Okay. So then it says I achi aidna nami, says the Gemara, if that was true, why would that have changed? Why is it that Bizman Zeh, the halacha is we don't bench lulav on Shabbos at all, not in the Gvulin, not Yerushalayim, nowhere. So it says, Anan le'yadinan b'kibua de'yarcha inhu de'yadi b'kibua de'yarcha lidchi. So basically, we're not sure what day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, which means we're not sure what day is actually the first day of Sukkot. Which means that we don't know which day it should not be good. Which day you should bench lulav even on Shabbos in your house, and which day you should not bench lulav. Therefore, we don't do it at all. They who do know what day it is, for them it would be doche. Meaning, whose day? Eretz Yisrael, right? Eretz Yisrael Yadi Bikavua Diyarcha. Right? At this stage, the Gemara is saying that in Chutz Laaretz, the minhag is going to be to not bench lulav at all on Shabbos, and Eretz Yisrael will be on the first day. They will bench lulav on the first day, even if it's on Shabbos. Right? In Hachinami. That makes perfect sense. This non chada beyom tov erishin shachal shachal yesh b'shabbos kol ha'amay lichin es lulavim laharba bayis. This non idach lebeis haknesses shmavina kan bezman shabbos mitzvayim kan bezman she'ein bezman mikdash knayim. Mesa Mikdash Kayam Shma Mina. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Says the Gemara, and we have a proof. Our first Mishnah said that they would take that in their time the Mikdash. They would take their love into the Mikdash. Now there's another Mishnah that says that they would take their love into the Shul. Therefore, one is probably talking about when the Mikdash existed. That's when they would take it to the Mikdash. And when the Mikdash did not exist, they would take it to the Shul. Implying that where they are in fact when they are in fact knowledgeable of Kivur the Yarcha, right, of what day was actually Rosh Chodesh. So then in Hachinami we would bench Lulav on the first day of Sukkot on Shabbos. Okay, fine. The Rambam doesn't learn the Gemara exactly what I said. That is the implication of. Fine. That seems to be what Rashi is saying. Rashi did not pass in that way. Mistama, right? The Rambam learns that the Rambam learns this very differently. He says that now these days we're not really sure what day is Rosh Chodesh. Then, when they set Rosh Chodesh based on Edim, who came and told us about the new moon, then they would do it, right? Then they would do it in Eretz Yisrael. They would bench all of your non-chakras. The Ise Mina Torah Bigvulin Minalan. How do you know, right, that there is a chiyuvula even outside the Mikdash in the Gvulin? The Sanya Ulkachtam Shetehile Kichabe Kol Echad Vechad. As the Brisa says, you will take the gulav, right? You'll take the mechem b'yom rishon, right? Every single one of you will take a lulav, right? Lachem mishalchem. Loitzias hashal as a gozel. Lachem, it should be yours, right? That comes to exclude something which was borrowed, something which was stolen. We talked about this. B'yom, right? B'yom rishon, says the Gemara, ve'afilu b'shabbos, right? B'yom rishon, you'll take it. On that day, no matter when that day falls out in the week, even on Shabbos, you will take lulav, right? Rishon, first day, I feel a little big gvulin, right? The fact that it said Rishon, but Yom Rishon, right? That means even in the gvulin, it doesn't matter where. It's dependent on time. It's dependent on the time of the year and not on anything else. The Torah didn't make this mitzvah dependent on anything except for what day it was, right? Harishon. Harishon, right, the hay, but yom harishon, there's a hay in front of the word harishon, right? Melamed sheino docha ele yom tov rishon bilvad. This teaches us, right, that the mitzvah of lulav is only docha on Shabbos on the first day of yom tov and not on any other Shabbat. Meaning, that is the reason why if Shabbos falls out during Chol Moed, even in the mikdash they don't bench lulav. Right? It's only if Shabbos falls on the first day. Okay? Amar Mar. B'yom v'afilu b'Shabbos. Right, it says b'yom on the day. V'afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Michti tiltul ba'alma, who is direct kral, mishri tiltul. Wait, if this is tiltul, the Isser here is Mokza. Why do I need a pasuk to allow it? That's not an Isser d'oraisa, it's only an Isser d'rabanan. Amar Rava. Rava said, no, lo nitzracha ela machshire lulav, ve'alibeda haitana desanya lulav echol machshirav doichin es ha-shabbos divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Rava says, no, this isn't talking about benching lulav. This is talking about preparing the lulav, tying knots and cutting things and whatever, all the things that are mamish and issa d'oraisa on Shabbos, you can do them for the lulav. And this is according to the Tana who holds that, in fact, you can do that, as the Brisa says, lulav. And everything which you need to make the lulav, which you need to do to make the lulav kosher, is doiche Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. What is the very famous din that Rabbi Eliezer told, the very famous place, the Perek of Gemara, which talks about this pinya of Rabbi Eliezer?
Beitzah.
No. Rabbi Eliezer de Mila in Shabbos. I think the 13th parak of Shabbos. Right, it's a whole parak. It's about this machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Chamim. It's Torah mitzvah doicha Shabbos. Right, it starts off by saying all the things that we tend to paskin that Mila is. I mean, we do paskin Mila is doicha Shabbos, but the things that you need to do in preparation for a bris Mila are not. You need to do them before Shabbos comes in. Right. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can do them on Shabbos. Like, you can cut down woods to light the fire, to sterilize the bright blade on Shabbos. Okay. Fine. My time to Rabbi Eliezer. So what's the reason for this? Amar kra b'yom v'avil v'shabbos. Amar kra, the pasuk said b'yom. Where does the pasuk say b'yom?
Yes.
Well, okay, fine. Let's go with that for a moment, right? But yom on that day, va'afil v'shabbos, and even on Shabbos, Rabbanan hay b'yom ayabdi. Rabbanan, what do they use this for? Mi ba'ale b'yom elo b'layla. They mean on dead. They have to be the mitzvah is during the day and not during the night, right? The mitzvah of lulav is only during the day. You can't mention lulav on the night, even during night, even b'di'eved. Rabbi Eliezer, by Yom Elohim Elayel Amin Naleh, and Rabbi Eliezer, how does Rabbi Eliezer know that the mitzvah of lulav is only during the day and not at night? Nafkalei mi sevad dekra usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivat yamim yamim velele lois. Rabbi Eliezer learns this din because the din, the pasuk says that you will be happy for Hashem, right? For 7 days, that will happen on the during the day and not night. The ikar mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is during the day and not during the night, right? That's true of a lot of things, by the way. For example, the Ikram Mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is also during the day and not during the night. Right? This, by the way, makes me slightly confused. There's a common minhag that exists, in particular in Chutz La'aretz, that people wear a suit on Friday night and not during the day. They do it on Yom Tov as well. It is incorrect. Right? Ikra Kavod Yom is during the day, not during the night. Right? Same thing. The bigger loaves of bread should be kept for during the day. The nicer food should be kept for during the day if that's, you know, feasible given issues of reheating and things like that. Right? All these things. It is better to leave stuff for during the day, during night, except for... What's the one exception?
One kiddush.
Very good, because you can make kiddush on other things during the day. You cannot make kiddush on other things during the night, according to all Rishon except for the Raivad, and we don't pass him like him. Okay?
So,
the
third case...
Okay, Verabanan. Ime hasam have amina leilef yamim yamim misuka ma lalan yamim avi leilois afkan nami yamim avi leilois. Right, and Rabbanan, if you'd learned that, right, if usmachtem lifnei Hashem elekechem shivat yamim, if you'd learned a din of lulav only during the day from that pasuk, then you would have done a zera shabbat v'sukkah. Just the sukkah, the mitzvah of sukkah is during the during day and during the night. So too, maybe the mitzvah of lulav and simcha is really during the day and during the night. There's no difference. You can bench lulav at night, right? Because v'sukkah gufa minan. How do you know it's sukkah? You should fulfill the mitzvah at night. How do you know it's sukkah is not meant to really be done during the day? Dishonor Rabbanan, Beslukois Teishvu, Shivat Yamim, Yamim, V'afil Lilois. Right? Beza Brisa says that you should live in a sukkah for 7 days, Yamim, right, days, and even nights. That's the way they learn it. Atai, Mary, Yamim, V'afil Lilois, I know, Yamim, V'afil Lilois. Says the Gemara, wait, what do you mean? Do you know, you're saying it's days and even nights. I'm going to say it's days and not nights. How do you know the sukkah is a mitzvah during the night? Nothing in the pasuk proves that. The dinhu ne'emar kan yamim ve'ne'emar belulav yamim ma'ala halan yamim ve'leleis afkan yamim ve'leleis. And you could even learn it from lulav. In lulav it says b'yom rishon, right, yom, and it means day and not night. Here it says yamim, therefore you learn just like there it means day and not night. So to hear yom really means day and not night, shouldn't you be able to learn that way? Oy kalacha derech zu ne'emar kan yamim ve'ne'emar bimluim yamim amal alam yamim ve'afilu leilois afkan yamim ve'afilu leilois. Or maybe you'll learn it from a different place. It says here yamim, and it says in the miluim yamim, right? What are the miluim?
The shifts for the
korbanot,
the
Beit HaMikdash. No. What are the miluim? What is called the miluim?
Oh, is that the duty of Israel?
No, that's the ma'amadis.
The inauguration of the Mishkan.
Very good. The inauguration of the Mishkan is called the Shivas Yemei Miluim, the 7 days of miluim, right? And the pasuk says, "Upesach ol me teshvu yomam v'layla." Right, during the 7 days of the miluim, the Kohanim, Aaron and his children, had to sit in the Mishkan all day, every single day. That's the Chaldean, right? You all know the famous Rashi about how Moshe Rabbeinu will take down the Mishkan and put it up every single day, right? So there's a Dion, there's an actual Dion in first the Bali Tosis and later on Achronim, what did Aaron Akon and his sons do? They're meant to be in the Mishkan all day, and Moshe Rabbeinu just dismantled the Mishkan and put it back together. There was a point in time where they couldn't have possibly been in the Mishkan. It's not like, you know, he wrapped them up in the skins. So what did they do? There, it's a Dion. So you can learn just as there, it was really day and night that they have to stay in the Mishkan. So here it's day and night, you're really meant to stay in the Sukkah. Nir Elim Idome, let's see what it's more similar to. What Sukkah is more similar to? Is it more similar to Lulav, or is it more similar to Milouim? Parenthetically, what is it more similar to, intuitively?
Lulav.
Very good, right? It's a fascinating question in of itself. Why would you think that it's more similar to Milouim? Okay. Danin davar she mitzvasei kol hayom, davar she mitzvasei kol hayom, ve'al yechiyef davar she mitzvasei sha'a achas. You maybe should learn a basically continuous mitzvah, right? Sukkah, you're meant to sleep. Whether you're meant to stay in it only during the day, you're meant to stay in it day and night, everybody agrees you're meant to spend as much time as you can within the time that you're mechuyev, right? Lulav, you're chayev do once. Right? You can't part yourself from sukkah by doing it once during the day and forgetting about it. Lulav, you really can, right? Therefore, even though there's an Indian to do it the rest of the time, it's not a chiyuv, right? So therefore, you'll say that lulav is more similar to miluim, because miluim are also a basically continuous obligation, right? Right? Maybe you'll say that, no, the mitzvah of miluim was once in history. It never repeats itself, right? The mitzvah of sukkah is going to be every single year. The mitzvah of lulav will also be every single year. Therefore, maybe you'll say sukkah is more similar to lulav because it's an eternal obligation and not a one-time obligation. Talmud Leimah, so the pasuk says, Teshvu, teshvu, legzeira shava. We learn, legzeira shava, besukois teshvu shivas yamim, right? Right? Pesach o moed teishvu yoimam v'layla. Therefore, teishvu means the same thing in both places. Just as with the Niluim, it means to live in the Mishkan for 7 days. So too with the with sukkah, it means to live in the sukkah for 7 days and 7 nights. Okay. Parenthetically, I forgot to mention there is actually another interesting question that shows up, and this is a totally real question that really does show up. If they were meant to stay in the Mishkan all for 7 days and 7 nights and they weren't allowed to leave it, then how'd they go to the toilet? Again, Ayin Sham, there's a major, major raid about this particular issue.
Miracles.
I'm sorry?
Miracles. They didn't need to go.
That is one of the answers that is given. Okay. Neremar kan teshvu neremar bimuluim teshvu mala lan yamim v'afilu leilotav kan yamim v'afilu. Here it says teshvu, you're meant to dwell in the sukkah for 7 days, right? And in the miluim it says that you're meant to dwell in the, they were meant to dwell in the mishkan for 7 days. So just as then it was night and nights and days, right? Yamim v'afilu is even nights. So to here it's night and it's day and even night. Note. Pshutei shel mikra, if I asked you, you are to dwell in a booth for 7 days. What does it mean? Obviously. Right? But the whole issue came up because of a potential zereshava with lulav. But pshutei shel mikra, it's obvious that you would say days and even nights, because dwelling somewhere includes being there at night. No?
Yes.
It should also be noted that there are several Rishonim who say the Ikar of the Mitzvah is at night. This Gemara doesn't imply that. This Gemara implies the Ikar of the Mitzvah is during the day, and Afilu Lilo is even at night. Right, but there are some Rishonim who understand the Ikar, and the main part of the Mitzvah is really to do a beer there at night and not during the day. Think about it, why?
Because living is more at night than at day.
Because when you're sleeping,
you live where you sleep.
Right, you eat out. Right, we all eat out sometimes. Most of the time, we sleep in our bed. I sleep in our bed, in our house, whatever, where we're living for that time.
You don't live in the bed, Josh, you live in the studio.
I actually knew somebody in my Shana Olive who decided to stay for a week in the basement and not leave the basement at all. So he bought mattresses and slept in the Yetris Nashim. It was a bad thing.
Really? Where did he shower?
Thank you. Yes, that is exactly the problem. It was a big, big problem.
What about eating?
Hey, he brought food on the Charochel.
I think
people brought him food. I think that was the half.
bathroom and toilet.
I'm assuming he stepped out from the bathroom.
I would hope.
Okay. Is there a script and some